This often requires their mind and their ego to get on board, saying no to things outside of themselves, stepping out of patterns of people-pleasing, overgiving, overfunctioning, releasing the addictions and the hooks that many women have into being a victim, attachments to being burnt out, needing to do everything for everyone. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast with me, Rebecca Wilson. An embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am a feminine awakener, thought leader, embodied business doula, sacred business midwife, healer, and all-round medicine woman. I am here to guide women deeper into their essence and power, to activate their life force, awaken pleasure, and support them to live an embodied life. I will help you birth your visions, dreams, creations, desires, and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted place within. My work supports women to become more available for life, love, relationship, connection, creation, pleasure, and wealth. I will activate you into self-leadership and self-mastery to truly live an embodied and awakened life. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, beautiful. Welcome back to the Embodied Woman podcast. In today's episode, I am diving deep into awakening fertility in the sacred womb of the woman. Now, this is a space that I have been supporting women in for many years. Historically, that space has looked like womb meditations, energetic clearing, resourcing practices, conscious conception journeys, awakening the heart and the womb. And more recently, with the addition of the remineralization process and the RCP protocol, it has become an offering that is so rich and rounded in all of the aspects that a woman's body needs to be optimum, vital, and alive in fertile energy. Within every woman's womb space and body, there exists a fertile energy. Deep in her womb, there is a fertile space, which is a sacred space of nurturing and holding. The womb space thrives when it is resourced, well-nourished, mineralized, and just like any ecosystem that we look at in nature, flourishes most when it's provided with the right conditions it needs to feel safe, relaxed, and to grow. Fertility for all women serves as a vital sign of health. It shows us not only the presence of hormonal and mineral balance, but also the overflow of life force and energy that is available to access within. It is a beautiful manifestation of nature's intentions, reminding us of this intricate harmony that is alive and exists within the web of our bodies. The need to nourish oneself in many different ways, in many different facets, throughout the many different seasons and cycles that we as women move through. Often, however, the demands of modern life can lead women to experience stresses upon their body. These stresses can guide and journey many women into states of dysregulation and depletion. The fertile ground of their body and womb becomes undernourished and lacking resource. These factors, such as stress, the impact of the environment that we live in, the food that we take in, the life experiences that we've had, can all contribute to the disruption of the mineral balance, the energy balance, and the emotional balance within. Often these can wreak havoc on a woman's hormonal equilibrium and therefore limits the capacity of flow of energy and life force, diminishes her vital energy, and the vital sign of fertility within her body. When this happens, we can often see that the body is wisely redirecting that life force energy to maintain balance in other areas. Often, a woman's vitality and fertile energy can be redirected towards supporting the unsustainable or dysregulated parts of her being, soothing the parts that feel stressed and depleted, all with an innate and primal design and desire to return back to balance and harmony within. When the body has been enduring experiences or seasons of large stress, the innate wisdom of the body needs to prioritize what it uses the energy that is available to it for. The vital sign of fertility and fertility energy itself is not vital for a woman to survive in her life. It is only vital for the reproduction of offspring. So when a body is living under stress, whether that be environmental stress, emotional stress, life stress, food stress, which is a big one that I support women in. And food stress is when they haven't been eating enough and have been undernourished for a long period of time, the body is living in a state of stress. Emotional stress could be relationships, family experiences, past hurts, pains, traumas. Physical stress could be the demands of life upon her body, excessively working out fasted, not nourishing the body enough to meet the demands upon it. It could also be work environment, the jobs that we have, the demands that are placed upon us. And these all send signals into the body, redirecting the flow of energy to the spaces that need it the most. It becomes a reprioritization of where needs what, when, and how much, and whatever left goes to the residual places. Now we need the basic functions in our body to do what they do in order to survive. So our body will prioritize that first of all, and then it will go down in succession. As the body becomes undernourished or lacking resource, unbalanced, it can begin to need to pull upon the reserves and the reservoirs of the body in order to maintain its physiological functions and processes. A fertile body is overflowing in its reserves and reservoirs, ready to conceive, gestate, grow, birth, life, and for it to not demand too much upon the system. A fertile womb space exists in this resourced, nourished, and well-mineralized ecosystem that is an overflowing woman's body. Fertility is this vital sign that we can access of mineral balance, hormonal balance, and life force in full flow. When a woman has been existing in her life, depleted, stressed, undernourished, dysregulated, a loss of life force over a period of time, and a loss of cellular energy, her body uses that life force intelligently. Her vitality and fertile energy is often pouring into the dysregulated, unsupported parts of her in a search to constantly find some state of balance and ease. Here we begin to recognize the significance of this connection between a woman's vitality and her ability to find equilibrium and balance. And we find an even deeper recognition of the significance between nourishment, mineral balance, and fertility. Here begins a journey for a woman of deeply honoring her body, the innate wisdom that is true and alive within her, and a journey of reorienting herself to align with nature's intentions for her. It is often a journey of recognizing and remembering and then reconnecting to the cyclical wisdom and ways and energy that are the true essence of a woman's body. This often requires a stepping out of linear expectation and demand and a remapping and reorienting of herself, her energy, the tasks that she has within her monthly cycle, all to support her to work towards creating an environment in her body where her health and well-being can flourish and fertility can be alive, vital, and radiant. It is a journey that invites a woman to rediscover the radiant power within herself by reconnecting to this wealth of life force energy that exists within us all. Often, the path asks us for a redirection, changes to be made that support a deepening of harnessing and nourishing our life force, our chi, our fertility. This can often look like a journey of both the body, the heart, and the mind, allowing all these parts of ourself to be on board as we traverse this journey of supporting and awakening the fertility within the womb space and the body, allows us to understand from a multifaceted viewpoint what the body needs to thrive. Often here, I support women working through emotional patterns, childhood wounding, healing the inner child, making peace with relationships that they may have had with their caregivers, their mothers, their fathers, and any experiences in their formative years. We begin to move through stories, old echoes that have lived within the body. And from here, they can begin to mature into their woman self and out of any smaller, younger parts that may have been running the show. I also support this journey to dive deep into cultivating somatic awareness of the self, rediscovering relationships with varying different emotions, allowing them to be felt through, witnessed, and seen and heard, and to access the wisdom that each feeling and sensation in the body has to offer us all. Women speak of arriving more deeply into connection to their physical body, feeling more grounded, embodied, and rooted, with a felt sense of stepping out of the patterns of the mind and arriving back into the landscape of the body. Often here we see on a physical level many shifts happening within the menstrual cycle, both the quality of the cycle, the strength of ovulation, the quality of the menstruation and the bleed, the reduction of pain or any womb-related health issues that may have manifested, such as hormonal imbalances, PCOS, endometriosis, polyps, cysts, growths. We begin to see women balance out their cycle length, ovulating at a more optimal time, and either lengthening a short cycle or shortening a long cycle to reach a more optimal cyclical experience within. These all contribute to cultivating a balanced ecosystem that is alive and pulsing with fertile energy. This often requires their mind and their ego to get on board, saying no to things outside of themselves, setting clear boundaries with themselves and relationships externally, stepping out of patterns of people-pleasing, overgiving, overfunctioning. And more deeply underneath that, releasing the addictions and the hooks that many women have into being a martyr, a victim, attachments to being burnt out, needing to do everything for everyone, and the many, many stories in which I have heard and witnessed over the years with the women that I have supported and served. Honoring their body in a new way, deepening a relationship, remembering the relationship with the body, or finding one for the first time in their lives. A relationship of reverence, unbelievable awe at the power and the wisdom that is true and alive within each woman's body. And this journey of accessing the fertile energy is not only available for women who desire to support their body's preconception through pregnancy and birth, but also for women who desire to find that equilibrium and balance within themselves. For women who maybe are not sure that the journey of motherhood is for them right now, or have decided that it will never be. Fertility being a vital sign suggests to us that it is vital for all women, no matter what their choice upon their path of life, their journey of womanhood and motherhood, that we reorient our awareness to tending to our inner worlds, the landscapes of our bodies and wombs, and to serving our bodies into greater balance to access our fertile radiance, energy, and life force. It is always a journey where women return back into their body and embrace a newfound level of fullness. They awaken feminine essences and go on a deep journey of self-discovery as they prepare their body for conception, or they prepare their body to become more vital and radiant. It's a journey of walking home into the true radiance of being a woman at home in her body. I support women on this journey in both my Awakening Woman individual mentorship and my preconception and conscious conception individual mentorship. I'll pop the links of those in the show notes. So if you're feeling the call to understand more about how you may journey in this way with me, then you can click the links and find all the information you need. Sending you love. May you deeply honor, cherish, and respect your body in full reverence for the nature of your womanhood, in full reverence to the cyclical nature of your essence. May we all, as women, recultivate an ecosystem within that works within alignment to our essence and not taking us out of it and away from it. This is my wish for all women, as I truly believe that as we restore this, the world will restore too. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you. I am here to guide you into that. Hey, love. I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.